Mighty John Marshall, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us again. And a list of 10 records worth $100 or more as the yard sales start to begin. All right, Mighty John, here we go.
All right. Look for Elvis. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. That 45 with its picture sleeve, currently up to $150.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. Well, you can if you have a copy of the 45 with the picture sleeve. It's up to $250. The Contours hit the charts twice, once in 1962 and again in 1988, thanks to the movie Dirty Dancing. Do You Love Me? The Contours, the album, currently up to $300. 1979, Blondie, Heart of Glass. Look for the picture sleeve. If it's in color, no more than $10. But if it's black and white, up to $350.
Mm.
First number one hit from Motown, The Marvelettes, Please, Mr. Postman. The album is Where the Money Is. If you have a copy and the label is yellow, $250 could be yours. But if the label is white, and it's not a promotional copy, a commercial copy, white label, up to $400.
Mm.
1991, some heavy metal, Metallica. The album Metallica, known as the Black Album, on Elektra Records, currently up to $400. Etta James, with a song I hear at a lot of weddings, At Last My Love Has Come Along. The value for the album, again, the color of the label makes all the difference. If the label on the record is green or brown, up to $40. But if the label is black, up to $500. You know, jazz can be quite collectible. Look for the great Miles Davis on Blue Note Records, Young Man with a Horn, currently up to $750. How about Sincerely San Jose? Who are they? That is Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and their first record. They billed themselves as Sincerely San Jose with a 45, What the World Needs Now, is a copy of that 45, up to $750.
Huh.
And the very first 45 for Roy Orbison, Ooby Doobie, also became a hit later for Creedence. The value for the Roy Orbison 45 on Jewel Records currently up to $1,000.
Wow, neato. And everybody in the world has Hound Dog, but not everybody has Picture Sleeve. Without the Picture Sleeve, what's that thing worth?
Well, on RCA, the 45 by itself is worth up to $50. Add another $100 for the picture sleeve.
No, okay, not bad. Hey, I'm hearing there's a vinyl shortage. Is that, are you hearing anything about that?
No, I haven't heard that yet, but it doesn't surprise me with everything else that's in short supply.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there is, in fact, a vinyl shortage, would that bump up the value of some of these things?
Could very well be, yes.
Because,
you know, tougher to find. Could be.
Yeah.
I'll have to check on that.
Okay. It is moneymusic.com. Moneymusic.com. Mighty John Marshall is the man. We're going to post this on our website, and always a pleasure, John. We'll chat in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Bob.